Johnson told an economic conference. The way to get a good deal is to prepare for a no deal. Opposition figures relished Mrs. May's departure. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, who has sparred relentlessly with the Prime Minister in the House of Commons, described her resignation as an indictment of a Conservative Party riven for decades by the issue of Britain's membership in the European Union. Mr. Corbyn said she had now accepted what the country has known for months. She cannot govern, and nor can her divided and disintegrating party. Lawmakers from Mrs. May's own side were more generous, despite many of them having been involved in backroom machinations to oust her and having already begun campaigning in private to succeed her. Mrs. May's government, deeply divided and sometimes chaotic, suffered around 36 ministerial resignations during her tenure. Andrea Leadsom, who only 2 days earlier quit Mrs. May's cabinet to protest her latest effort to revamp her Brexit plan, said the Prime Minister's departure was an illustration of her total commitment to country and duty. Ms. Leadsom, a pro-Brexit lawmaker, is likely to be among the crowded field of contenders for her job. To decide the leadership contest, Conservative Party lawmakers will first winnow a long list of contenders to two, then hand the choice to the party's roughly 120,000 members, who largely favor a no-deal exit and are expected to choose the new leader around July. That will leave the new prime minister only a few months to try to rebuild the wreckage of Mrs. May's deal, and then decide what to do if that fails. To make matters trickier, the leadership of the European Union is set to change during the coming months. The bloc's leaders have insisted that their position on Brexit will not budge, making it difficult to see how Mrs. May's successor will wring new concessions from them. In Brussels, and even in some quarters in London, Mrs. May won sympathy for her resilience and knack for absorbing political punishment. But Mrs. May failed at her sole objective, delivering Brexit. And she also left behind a political system that is more deadlocked and deeply polarized than before. Her Conservative Party faces a rejuvenated adversary in Nigel Farage, the former leader of the UK Independence Party, who stormed back onto the political scene amid Mrs. May's failure to win backing for her Brexit deal.